This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Now, a truer statement was made than on this show here on the Wake Up Crew. Each and every morning, what we have here is a failure to communicate. You don't? You guys don't agree with that?
No, I do.
Well, I thought it was very, very astounding. You know? No.
We've just got some troubling news this morning.
Oh no! Really? Oh, what no. happened? What,
yeah.
What?
One of our co-hosts this morning has decided they may not speak unless they have a chance to address what happened at the close of yesterday's show.
Some accusations?
Yes.
I just said I didn't like him.
Yeah, you say that about me all the time.
Well, before you do that,
mm-hmm.
is this going to be like press conference kind of style?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, well, we're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at thebillupscenter.com on this Thursday morning, January 23rd. Be careful out there at bus stops. We've got children out today going to school, heading into school, so be careful out there when you're driving, and hope you have a good morning and, you know, everything goes well, because evidently I've got a feeling my morning's not going to go very well.
Well, you've noticed that Russell has not been on this morning.
I didn't hear him crow.
No.
You know, or whatever he does, cackle, whatever.
No, Russell Crow.
Yeah.
He feels slighted.
I don't know. How could he feel slighted? You talk about him every time we have a segment.
Well, you all were kind of talking about him when we were doing our junior Spoodland segment.
You're in this, too.
We weren't talking about him. We were talking about his dead relatives that you were advertising.
That's okay. He's so upset. I'll handle it. He's
well, we didn't mean any
just
harm.
Walked right back out of the studio.
We didn't mean any harm by it. Russell, come back. We didn't mean any harm by it. You were the one doing the reading.
He was the one talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. No sympathy.
If he should be mad at anybody, it should be you.
He's my friend.
He's my friend too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to say he's my friend.
I let him sit in the seat next to us.
But you were the one who actually said that.
Oh, he's back.
No, he keeps interrupting. You were the one who said that that you didn't really care for him.
No, I don't like him. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't like Russell Crowe. Is he dancing now?
Yeah, he's dancing right out of the studio.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. You guys having a good morning?
No.
Well, I mean,
I'm just confused.
Can we get past this, please?
I just want to know what. I've said this before, and I think it's truer now than it's ever been. You know how things can
Brian
go.
Brian has
off,
lost his mind.
Well,
is that
yes,
one of them.
You know how things can go off the rails.
Yes.
Well, we were never on the rails to begin with.
No.
And so what, are we just rolling down a hill?
Yes.
Is that, we're
yes,
a train
we're plummeting
car.
To our impending doom.
Isn't that a song?
Plummeting?
Rolling downhill like, no. Yeah.
It's us. No, it's a new opening.
Snowball.
it's going fast, too.
What happened? Remember when this used to be like a show? And we would say things that were meaningful and...
Well, I think it was when you became more and more involved in the programming.
Now we're talking to a rooster sound effect.
Okay, I'm looking at you too, okay? All right.
Well, someone came to the station manager's office and filed a grievance after the show. That's all I know.
Was it Eddie Smotherman?
No.
If anybody, he should be filing one. The city should be filing one against you. You didn't even accept the official council name for the rooster. So, I mean, I'm just saying... I just think it's wrong.
What is going on?
Well, you don't like him anyway, so
no,
it doesn't matter.
I do like Eddie Smotherman. He's a great guy.
Yeah. I wasn't
known
talking
Eddie
about
for,
Eddie.
I've known Eddie for years. Oh, you're still talking about the rooster.
Yes,
oh,
Russell.
What okay. is happening?
I really don't know. I do have some news, though, this morning. Can I get us back on track?
Well,
a
that would
bit?
Be a first. We're about halfway into the show now.
What track? There's no track to get us back on.
Yeah, then we got it. I've got it under control, fellas. This is really true. We've got a couple minutes here to talk about it. Vanderbilt basketball, you know, they're having a bad year.
Mm.
And they had a bad year last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just almost rock bottom, really, I guess you'd say. Jerry Stackhouse, they've won 8 games. They haven't won a conference game in 2 years.
Right.
Well, you know, just the other night, last week, they finally didn't hit a three-pointer.
Broke that streak.
In 1,080 games. Now, if we did the math, how far back does that go? Think about it.
34 years, I think.
That's right. I think that's right. So figure 2019 and 34 years, and we'll come back in the sports segment and talk about that, okay? Okay. All right. Coming up, we've got our first look at the weather. We've got NBC Sports and Brian's local sports report coming up here on the Wake Up Crew. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today. Rain showers in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 47 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers. Temperatures hold steady in the 40s. Wind still south-southeast 5 to 10. Friday showers continue mainly before noon. Otherwise cloudy, highs could get close to 50, and then a slight chance for a few showers Friday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 38.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
This is Lisa Halliburton, and you need to start your Valentine's here at Bell Jewelers. We've got some specials coming up this Valentine's. If you just spend $99 or more, you're going to get a gift card to Murfreesboro Flower Shop, Nurture Nook Spa, and also we've partnered with Steakhouse 5, and they're going to provide a gift certificate, and you're going to get a box of chocolate. So just spend $99 or more at Bell Jewelers this Valentine's. You'll get free gifts.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
It's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
Okay, Blue Raider fans, if it's Middle Tennessee gear you want, nobody, I mean nobody, has more selection than Raider Tees. If you can wear it, they have it in the blue and white of your Blue Raiders. In all sizes, from babies to the most mature Middle Tennessee fans. Hats, polos, shirts, sweats, and more. Looking for a special gift? You'll want to check out their selection of metal wall art and framed art pieces at Raider Tees. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, just off Broad, behind Chewy's.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600, Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Depression, anxiety, marital issues, parenting, those are the kind of things that come up every day in real life. And sometimes it helps to have someone that you can sit and talk through those issues with. At Branches Counseling Center, we care about you, and we're here to help meet those needs. If you'd like more information about how to connect with us, then go to the website, branchescounselingcenter.com. This is Dr. Mike Courtney, and we're interested in you.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stashower.
Eli Manning, drafted by San Diego, didn't want to play there. Orchestrated a trade to New York midway through his rookie season. He became the Giants' starting quarterback, and except for getting benched one game a couple years ago, it's a job he held for 16 years until the Giants turned to the rookie Daniel Jones this past season. Eli said he didn't much like being a backup, so he has made it official. He will retire as a Giant. We'll see about the Hall of Fame. Manning is seventh all-time in passing yards and touchdowns, won two Super Bowl MVPs, but with all the losing lately, his regular season record only 500. He never won a playoff game other than in the two Super Bowl seasons. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Derek Jeter was in New York the day after his announcement of induction.
It's an honor for me to go in the Hall of Fame alongside Larry. You know, this is something that is not a part of the dream when you're playing. I mean, you're playing and you're just trying to keep your job. That's first and foremost. And you're trying to compete year in and year out. You're trying to win. And when your career is over and done with, then it's up to the writers. So I just want to once again thank the baseball writers.
He'll be inducted in July along with Larry Walker. The Mets considered Luis Rojas to be their manager a few months ago, instead decided on Carlos Beltran, whose involvement in the Astros scandal forced him out. So the Mets are now finalizing a deal with Rojas, who is part of a famous baseball family. His father, Felipe Alou, his two uncles, Matty and Jesus, his brother, Moises, they all play in the majors. His name is Rojas, not Alou, because that's the official family name, and that's what's on his birth certificate. Zion Williamson made his NBA debut in New Orleans. The rookie, who'd been out with a knee injury, struggled early and then caught fire. 17 straight fourth quarter points while the Pelicans lost to San Antonio. LeBron James' only visit to New York at the Garden as Lakers beat the Knicks 100-92. They'll bring their 35-9 record into tonight's game in Brooklyn. This is NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Time now for your 622 sports update. Coming up tonight on WGNS, it's Lady Raider basketball as they are at La Tech from the Bayou State. Dick Palmer will have the play-by-play tonight on WGNS beginning at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow night, State Farm Prep Basketball, Riverdale at Blackman. Here on the radio, Saturday morning, girls basketball coaches on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. And then the Lady Raiders are at Southern Miss on Saturday afternoon, 3:30 airtime, right here on WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And about 6:23 here on the Wake Up Crew. Good morning to you on this Thursday morning. And it's time for The Real Fact.
Today's Real Fact with John Dinkins.
That is correct. Vanderbilt missed a three-pointer for the first time since 1986, the 1986-87 year.
Right.
There's only two other teams that are still left now that haven't missed one since the beginning of the three-pointer. I think Princeton's one of them.
And that 1987 is when the three-pointer was introduced.
Yes. And the fans were actually booing, not because Tennessee was beating Vanderbilt and beating them pretty good, but they couldn't hit a three-pointer. They tried 25 three-pointers in that game and missed them all.
It was sad.
So that's what I'm saying when you talk about rock bottom. They truly have kind of hit rock bottom.
The bottom of the rock.
That's a pretty amazing streak, though.
Yes.
It's a lot to be applauded for, especially in the SEC.
Right.
You know?
Right.
6:24 coming up, Dave Ross's commentary, and I on Washington from CBS News. You're tuned in to the crew here this morning.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
Visit the Maples, a beautifully landscaped community nestled quietly on the south side of town on Manchester Highway, just a mile past Joby Jackson Parkway. Check out the new homes available in the Maples or build your own plan. For more information, visit MaplesRealtyandAuction.com or call 615-896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
Is this fair to the president? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. There is still no indication that the Democrats' arguments have any chance of preventing the expected acquittal of President Trump. And the president's attorneys are confident there's no evidence to change that outcome. But the Democrats prosecuting the case say that's because the president has all the evidence safely locked away, even though he claims it would vindicate him. Over and over at Wednesday's impeachment session, Adam Schiff kept teasing all the evidence we're not seeing.
There's a written record of what President Trump told Ambassador Sondland right after that call. Would you like to see that written record?
Hell no, is what I'm sure a lot of those senators were thinking. But Schiff wouldn't stop. What about the cable sent by Ukraine Ambassador Bill Taylor to John Bolton at a critical moment?
Taylor sent that cable on August 29th. I would like to read it to you right now, except I don't have it because the State Department wouldn't provide it. We can do something about that and a document called a subpoena.
Which the Senate is not about to issue. Of course, the evidence won't stay hidden. It'll show up in who knows how many books after the president's acquitted, leading me to ask, is this approach fair to the president? Because if that evidence doesn't make it into the trial, what would a Senate acquittal really mean? Would it really be vindication? It'd be more like giving a 5-star review to a movie you haven't seen, or even worse, winning the Electoral College but losing the popular vote. Ouch. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Capital One is reimagining banking, offering accounts with no fees or minimums that can be opened in 5 minutes. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
Eye on the White House.
As the House impeachment managers began formally making their case against him, the president was on his way back from Davos, Switzerland. There was an indication he watched at least some of the arguments on Air Force One. He tweeted simply, in quotes and all caps, "No pressure." Of course, Democrats allege that's exactly what he applied on the government of Ukraine to achieve his own political end. Before leaving Davos, the president again signaled he'd seek to block senior aides from testifying if they're subpoenaed by the Senate. He was asked if he'd attend sessions of the trial.
Well, I don't know. I'd sort of love to sit right in the front row and stare at their corrupt faces. I'd love to do it.
Eye on the White House. I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Upgrade to the wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zietlow to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts two times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are only available at Walmart.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627, you're on the Wake Up Crew.
He was singing along.
Do you notice his laughter gets louder and louder and louder? Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men online at thebillupscenter.com. Great song. Did you pick that, Dalton?
I downloaded it and put it on our rotation.
Man, that thing rocks. Maybe that ought to be a good lead song for the Wake Up Crew. We only have 47.
I'm trying to get one together now that may be the final for a while.
Oh, okay. It's a little chilly out there this morning. Hope you're having a good morning so far. And if you're just now getting up and you turn on the radio or you hit Alexa or whatever you do, Siri, whatever.
Just going off.
And you hear us, you're now trying to get out of your house as fast as possible. But anyway.
Dalton's phone goes off.
That's because you said Siri.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Made her go off.
Siri.
If you say, hey, Siri.
Everybody's phones just went off all across. Yeah. There it goes.
I wish you'd have put her up to the microphone.
You know? Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's try.
Hey, Siri.
I'm here.
Mine went off, too.
Oh, no.
She's getting mad. I'm here.
Would you like to be on the Wake Up Crew?
I didn't quite catch that.
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Nobody has an answer.
He asked her what she wanted to be on the Wake Up Crew, and I don't have an answer for that.
That's the quality content that goes on here. We're talking to our phones.
We don't have the answer to that either. Boy, that's for sure. Hey, it's time to take a look at today in history.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Oh, going back in time. I can't think of a better person to go back in time with than Brandon Brooks and CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind. January 23rd, 1988. Michael Jackson hit the top of the charts with "Will You Make a Man Feel." His date in 2003.
Give me a break. I sure deserve it.
Actress Nell Carter.
Angie is not weird or spaced out. She's different.
Died of heart disease at 54.
She has smog in the head.
January 23rd, 2004.
You know, one way to make sure that Santa Claus doesn't forget you,
Bob Keeshan,
is to write him a letter.
TV's Captain Kangaroo died at 76.
Mr. Green Jeans.
I'm Brendan Brooks.
I'll bet you he gets more mail than almost anybody.
And that's Rewind. Now let's get more Today in History with John.
Man, I miss Captain Kangaroo. I love that little song. Ding, 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 ding. I love that.
That should be another good theme song for us.
I think it would be a really good one.
So we'll just stop at 50. That'll be the cap.
That and the theme to Romper Room, Miss Nancy, Romper Room. I had a crush on Miss Nancy when I was a kid.
Romper Room.
Yeah. She was great. Came in and said hello to you every morning, no matter what kind of behavior you had.
If we do that one, we'll have to do the Bionic Woman for him.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he's... Yeah, I've got a memory for him that he's going to like today.
But
really going to like. Okay, it's not Bionic Woman, but on this day in history. But anyway, 1957, the Wham-O Company produces the first Frisbee disc, and I wish I had put this a sample commercial of the Wham-O Company, but it didn't. But we'll catch it sometime and put it on there. But the first Frisbee disc, and that was very. I mean, that was like caught fire. You know, Frisbee.
Yeah.
It was, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And still pretty popular today.
Frisbee golf just is keeps big. Coming back.
Yeah, especially on the beach, you know. In 1975, Barney Miller premieres on ABC TV. Had a good run with Hal Linden. In 1977, the miniseries Roots premieres on ABC. That was won all kinds of awards, and it came on, and I remember that very, very well. Then they had another, they had a sequel to that, I think, too. And in 1983, here's the big announcement for Brian Barrett. The A-Team premieres on NBC.
B.A. Baracus.
See, I knew he'd love that.
Yeah. Just a little spoiler. That's the open I'm working on currently for us, for the show.
Well, you didn't have to tell us.
Well, it's not like it's a secret.
We're the B-Team, not the A-Team.
Well, it's only fair that you give Brian a little bit of some of his stuff he liked.
Right.
Because you've already done a lot of the ones I like.
We got like Knight Rider for him and $6 Million Man.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. And you got Superman for me and, mm-hmm. you know, Bonanza.
The one with the gunshots.
I've still been waiting for Gunsmoke.
Rifleman.
I've still been waiting for Gunsmoke. I haven't heard the Rifleman in like months. But anyway.
They're on a rotation.
Well, it hadn't gotten here, that's for sure. Anyway, and 1986, the first induction of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let me introduce it. Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Everly Brothers, and Buddy Holly, and Elvis Presley all inducted. And here is our Wake Up Crew medley.
Georgia on my mind.
Bye, bye, love.
My Peggy Sue.
But don't you step on my blueprint shoes.
Got six artists in 15 seconds. I tip my cap to you, sir.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day. Speaking of tipping our cat, Allie Hackney is today's good neighbor of the day. We tip our cat for her. She's like the Energizer Buddy and is such an inspiration to everyone. That's she's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Better call those birthdays and anniversaries, 615-893-1450. Call or text.
All right, that's going to do it. Coming up, it's another look at the weather and our first look at traffic here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today. Rain showers in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 47 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers. Temperatures hold steady in the 40s. Wind still south-southeast, 5 to 10. Friday, showers continue mainly before noon. Otherwise, cloudy. Highs could get close to 50. And then a slight chance for a few showers Friday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 38.
The morning watch and traffic pick up quite a bit now on 24 westbound here up by Walden Road. Sam Ridley Parkway's already got some traffic coming out of Smyrna down Sam Ridley right now, headed towards the interstate. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. It's worth that drive to 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
We sincerely care about your hearing needs. Anyone who hasn't been by to see us, come by and try the new products.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Hearing devices that, in my opinion, kind of do it all. Even people who have worn hearing aids before are reporting that they're hearing better in noisy situations.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Now WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead toward the weekend. The Wedding Dresses Through the Decades continues today through March the 1st at Oakland's Mansion. And the Care Connection is this Friday morning at 10 for relatives caring for elderly with chronic illness or Alzheimer's disease. That's 10 o'clock Friday morning at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The 13th annual Murfreesboro City Schools Foundation Excellence in Education Gala is in the ballroom of MTSU's new Student Union building, 7 o'clock this coming Friday night. Beauty and the Beast continues this coming weekend at the Center for the Arts. And the Arthritis Support Group meets Saturday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. And the Friends of Linebaugh Annual Author Luncheon will be at the Woman's Club this Saturday morning starting at 11. January Jazz 2 comes up Saturday afternoon at 4 in Parish Hall at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. This benefits our local symphony. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Oh, I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity dates starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
True tear unit works well. You produce your own tears, and your own tears is the best thing you can have. It's better than any eye drops you can buy on the store.
McCabe Vision Center.
You've just got to try it. True tear.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
True tear.
McCabe Vision Center.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
21 minutes before 7 o'clock, we're about 3/4 of the way through here in the first hour. Got a few more things to do in the 6 o'clock hour, then join Brian Barrett for the second hour of the Wake Up Crew coming up.
That's true.
Yeah. A lot of lively discussion, kind of like we have now.
Yeah, lively, I guess, is a good word for it.
We need to go over to the Joke Meister, who is, he is studying hard.
It dropped it in the floor. I had to pick it up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
I thought it was another attack of some kind of his. Anyway, what's our joke for today?
Do you know what toads drink?
I do not.
What toads drink?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Coca-Cola.
I kind of liked it. Coca-Cola.
I'll give him an 8.
Wow. An 8. I'll give him a 9.
Wow.
Yeah, I liked it. Real catchy. I like the way you did that.
His score's coming up for the week.
Well, he seems to always do that, doesn't he? He makes a...
Yeah, maybe it's on purpose.
And that did come from the joke book that I gave him, the joke calendar.
You can't take credit for that one.
I'll take credit.
Not yesterday's,
that.
Though.
That's absolutely for sure. Man on the Street Newsmakers coming up in about 5 minutes. First, though, we've got CBS National News headlines, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan. Our time here on the Wake Up Crew, 6:41.
CBS News Update. They've just canceled large-scale Lunar New Year celebrations in Beijing to try to stop the spread of the deadly coronavirus. 3 cities in China are now on lockdown. CBS's Raimi Innocencio left the epicenter in Wuhan before they closed airports and train stations.
We're talking about 19 to 20 million people here. Now, to put that into perspective, New York City has a population officially of about maybe 8 million, 9 million people. And then when you're talking about 20 million people, that is more than twice the size of the whole entire New York area.
The virus has killed 17 people. Almost 600 have been infected, including a man near Seattle. Dr. George Diaz admitted him to the hospital. He says they're using high tech to protect themselves.
The robot that we're using has access to a special stethoscope, which lets me listen to the patient's lungs, heart, etc., and do an exam.
The man says he's had close contact with at least 16 other people. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A man charged with attempted murder of a Laverne police officer is scheduled to appear in court March 18th to file a plea. 21-year-old Darren Williams, also charged with felony evading arrest and three counts of child endangerment for reportedly leading Laverne officers on a pursuit into Davidson County, then shooting at one of them with a rifle. Williams fled on foot, leaving behind his three children, ages 9 months, 2, and 3. They were unharmed. Williams was later caught at a home on Alicia Lane. Nashville SWAT officers surrounded the residence and the suspect surrendered without incident. The owner of Farmer's Family Restaurant has submitted a guilty plea, accepting charges of 6 counts of hindering revenue collections and 1 count of tax evasion. Billy Rayner entered the plea and was sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation in a Murray County courtroom last week. The 66-year-old has paid $41,000 in restitution to the Department of Revenue as part of a diversion program. Farmer's Family Restaurant operates locations in Murfreesboro and Columbia. Members of the Rutherford County Legislative Delegation have announced a $1 million grant for the city of Murfreesboro and the Murfreesboro Municipal Airport. Airport manager Chad Gerke says the financial impact the local airport has on Murfreesboro and Rutherford County has been tremendous.
Direct economic impact with something like an indirect was something around $70 million a year that comes in through this airport and goes out into the community.
The state's $1 million grant will help fund airport improvements and create up to 28 jobs. Girl Scouts of Middle Tennessee hosting their second annual Count and Go in Rutherford County at McKnight Park on Monday. Troop leaders drive through while volunteers load their vehicles with cases of Girl Scout cookies. Follow us on Twitter at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Well, I would say he's very professional, of course, and very capable.
That's John Hood.
I went for years to Alita Tuma, whose practice he bought when Alita retired.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So I've enjoyed getting to know Sean and going to see him.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Hey, it's Scott Walker. Guys, have you noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive? It could be low T or something else like sleep apnea or even low thyroid. Start your new year healthier with a quick and easy health assessment at Low T Center. They treat more than low T, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, and more. It's also covered by most health insurance. If you've been feeling tired, grumpy, have weight gain, and loss of muscle, call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. KeltonsInc.com.
It's tough being a plumbing pipe in winter.
You sound funny. Catch a cold?
Cold? I'm almost frozen. I'll burst and then no more indoor plumbing.
Better call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They fix frozen pipes quickly.
Oh, thank goodness, because this could get ugly.
Well, call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They'll do it right the first time.
Oh, I'm freezing. I can't. She's about to blow.
Find us at RoscoeBrown.com.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. Let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Why don't men go to the doctor when they're feeling bad?
So a lot of times men will present later in life after an acute event, you know, after they have be it heart attacks, it could be anything, diabetes, but we come back in. So we don't really get that preventive handoff, and we're very different. Women are very proactive about preventive health. Men aren't.
The Billups Center is a health clinic for men.
What I do around sexual health is erectile dysfunction and testosterone, because these are symptoms that are linked to common medical problems like high blood pressure and diabetes and heart disease, and they occur very early. So that link is really what intrigued me and got me into the career that I'm in now.
We're talking with Dr. Kevin Billups.
I started seeing a lot of men who were in their 40s, 50s, early 60s after they had a heart attack coming into me for erectile dysfunction. And I just started asking these guys, when did you actually develop the symptom? On average, they were having ED 3 to 6 years before they had their heart problems.
Early detection saves lives.
If you look now, erectile dysfunction is years ahead of a lot of medical problems.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
This could be the warning sign. So you can look at these symptoms as two different things. They can be a window of opportunity, or you could be a ticking time bomb.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, Medicine That Matters Men, online at thebillupscenter.com. It is the Wake Up Crew. And we are looking at about 6:49, and just gives us just enough time to take a look at today's holiday.
Now, today's holiday will take a little explaining, so just bear with me.
Some splaining to do?
Some splaining. Today is Shelfie Day.
Who?
Shelfie. Now, you may be wondering...
Shellfish Day?
No. Oh. Shelfie.
Mm.
You know, you probably know what a selfie is. He's gotten into taking selfies. Well, today is a day to clean your shelves, to organize your shelves, and then take a selfie with them and post it to social media.
Oh, okay.
Showing that you've cleaned and organized your shelves.
See, I was fixing to say, why don't you just call it Shelf Day, but you take a selfie with your shelf to let them know that you've cleaned it and organized it.
Yes, if you've got little knickknacks that you like to show off that you have on shelves, organize, dust it, clean it up, take a shelfie, and post it with the hashtag Shelfie Day.
So your sister would be big into that, I would think.
Maybe.
Just a mere fact she ever organized anything right. And cleaned it up.
Yeah. He's got some nice shelves in his office here with knickknacks and things on them.
We ought to take a shelfie today.
Yeah, I guess we should.
Well, we can't, but he can.
We don't have a shelf, no.
No, but he can. He can take a selfie.
We could be
selfie.
In it with him.
I'm going to take a slofie.
What's that?
Slow motion selfie.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right. A thing. That's a new thing.
You take a video in slow motion, and then you can pick pictures from it, I think is how it works.
So if you take a picture with a soft drink, it could be a softie?
Softie. No, you're a softie.
Hmm. Oh, you could... Oh, never mind. There's all kinds of things going on in my mind right now. 6:50 here on the Wake Up Crew. Time to focus on the family. You're listening to News Radio WGNS.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you and your husband have a young son and you're worried that he's a bit too attached to mom, today's thoughts are for you. And first, you'll be happy to know that for most boys, this is just a phase. But sometimes moms have to be intentional about helping their son outgrow his clinginess. But I want to give a word of caution to dad not to call your son a mama's boy, because that simply says mama's paying attention. For moms, encourage your husband to be as active as possible in helping your toddler with his daily needs. Bath time duties, reading bedtime stories, and everything in between can be a wonderful opportunity for a dad and his son to bond. Of course, your son may throw a fit and say he wants mommy to do it. If he does, it's okay to sit near dad a few times to reassure your son that you're nearby. But eventually, you'll have to stand firm and let him know that mommy isn't going to do everything anymore. It's also a good idea for dad to do some fun activities, like lie on the floor, or draw, or play some kid-friendly games. Get involved. You can walk to the park and play on the swing, or spend time tossing the ball. It's all about dad building a connection with his son. And if dad's already involved, well, you may need to kick it up a notch. It's the only way your son will learn to see dad as an answer to some of his needs instead of just you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter.com/search.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on The Wake Up Crew on this Thursday morning. Glad you're with us this morning. We are always get excited when it gets to the first of the hour, the 7 o'clock hour.
This music makes you want to talk in a deeper voice, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
We do get excited.
A little too much caffeine this morning, you think, for Brian?
Maybe, quite possibly.
Yep.
Something maybe a little stronger than caffeine. I don't know.
I think he had caffeine. Plus, he had a one of those pills that keeps you awake. You know, full of caffeine. What, I don't know. Forgot what they called.
No, none of those.
None of those. Just
I don't even like the 5-hour energies.
No, you don't.
No. Makes my heart palpitate.
I'm a little scared of those myself. You know, I've had some heart issues, and I'm a little scared of those things.
Well, you don't drink caffeine.
I don't drink caffeine anymore. Right. Yeah. Well, wish they would make a non-caffeine that would do it, but they don't. You know,
an apple. Apple supposedly gives you just as much energy as a cup of coffee. That's what they say.
I'll remember that on long trips. I'll take a bag of apples. Anyway, it's time for celebrity birthday.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1737, we get right to it. John Hancock.
Yes, signed the Declaration of Independence.
First one, right?
And he took up the whole page.
Everybody else signed real small, and he wrote his real big.
1924, Mariska Hargitay?
Hargitay.
Law and Order, SVU or SUV?
SUV, yeah.
I used to say Law and Order, SUV. And finally, 1974, Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Oh, she was great in that show. Kelly Kapowski.
That may be a new open. Want to remind you, now's your chance. Call or text the local birthdays to us, 615-893-1450.
We'll be back.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today. Rain showers in the area, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 47 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers. Temperatures hold steady in the 40s. Wind still south-southeast, 5 to 10. Friday, showers continue mainly before noon. Otherwise cloudy, highs could get close to 50, and then a slight chance for a few showers Friday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 38.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Good morning, watch and traffic really pick up in the last few minutes here on 24 westbound up by Old Hickory Boulevard up through the Hickory Hollow area towards Nashville. Watch your speed. 24 towards Manchester. Traffic still looks good. 840 over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. It's worth that drive. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
A nagging hip, back or shoulder tension. You don't always have to have a doctor's referral to fix these problems. Amir at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
What is direct access?
A person's ability to see a physical therapist without needing a doctor referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard in front of Walmart.
NovaCopy is becoming Novatech. NovaCopy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994, and that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Good Food and Fun. Try one of our awesome desserts. Our apple cobbler bash, chocolate chip brownie, or our Tennessee cheesecake. It's got a pecan graham cracker crust. Be sure to please you.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
Broad and Medical Center Parkway, Toots West at the corner of Rucker and 96. Toots South, Barfield Crescent and Highway 231. And in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. That's right. Medicine that matters to men online at thebillupscenter.com. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew and want to remind you that it's time to call or text in your birthday. 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, call or text us. We'll announce a winner around 8 a.m. this morning, and a lucky person will receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
Allie Hackney is today's good neighbor of the day. She never stops. She just keeps going, and she's such an inspiration to everyone. So she's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and us here at News Radio WGNS.
We've got CBS News coming up for you, brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more, is family owned, and you'll always find friendly service with the lowest prices on the best brands.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots,
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
All the news you need to know coming up.
That's right, and all the fun you need to have coming up the next hour with you, Brian.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on some other show.
Well. That's probably true. It was a promo. Sorry. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after the news.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Fighting a deadly virus.
There are two.